This is Sheffield Live.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Sheffield Live.
Good afternoon, Luke.
I've not switched you on.
Oh,
there we go.
I said good afternoon, Luke.
How you doing? You all right?
That was a very smooth and professional opening to the show. Well done.
Yeah, I know. We've only been here for the last half an hour. Yeah, firstly, must apologise for our absence last week. I was stuck coming back from Ipswich. Underestimated to use a George W. Bushism. Where that came from. How long it would take us to get back. We left at 10. It should have been three and a half hours. Got back at 4 o'clock. So, missed the show completely.
You completely missed it. I was going to come in and do it myself, but I just couldn't think of monologuing for a whole hour.
To be fair, you talk to yourself quite a bit, so, you know, you might have been all right.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back now, after 3 weeks. Of course, 2 weeks ago was Tramline, so Sheffield Live are broadcasting live from Encliffe Park, so if you were listening to that, why?
Yeah, why weren't you there?
Yeah, why weren't you there? No, we had a cracking weekend, didn't we, at Tramlines?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some awesome bands, but the standouts for me were Slow Readers Club, Liberty Ship were very good, of course October Drift, Noah Ashes, Four Authors, all of the ones we've been talking about. We're going to talk about them again.
Yeah, it was a great lineup. I think it was a weird atmosphere this year. I don't think it was the same kind of Tramlines vibe this year as it has been in previous years.
I think it was different for me because I had not been to Crystal Stage. I spent most of the weekend at Crystal Stage. And only had a bit of a wander around, didn't really go to the main stage or anything.
Yeah.
But so it was different, but, you know, the bands that were on there were great.
Well, it was the best lineup of the whole thing, I think, at Bristol. Very uncomfortable in there.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it to put a stage under...
In a greenhouse.
Under the glass, yeah. Basically, they built a bar between two kind of buildings, hadn't they, with glass above it. It's a greenhouse.
You could grow tomatoes in there.
Yeah.
No hassle whatsoever. And tomatoes are notoriously difficult for growing.
Yeah.
But yeah, you'd have no problem whatsoever.
It was awesome though, wasn't it?
It was really good. I mean, the only thing with Crystal is that's not normally what it's used for, is it?
No.
It was a bit of a change for everybody that normally goes in or that doesn't go in, you know.
No, so they have to build the stage and put the sound system in and all everything for putting a band on. And it's not something Crystal do normally, which it should, because it's set out really well for it.
Yeah, because the acts can come in and go out the back way as well. So,
yeah.
It's I think with the bar though, it's made it a bit of a more long and narrow space as it might have been, because they put them booths in as well on the other side.
Yeah, they moved the bar to essentially the middle of the place, which is kind of just in front of where the stage normally is.
But no, great.
It still works.
The standout for me was Connor Houston. Because I'd not been to see him live.
How good is he?
Oh, God. I was absolutely blown away. He did a cover of Prince, 1999.
Yeah.
Absolutely brilliant. Brilliant.
He's just phenomenal live.
He's really, really good. Because we've played him a few times. His new one, Loose End Lovers, I love that song. It's brilliant.
It's great, yeah.
And, but it's not just a case of somebody that can, write it and all the rest of it and record a good song. He does it live.
Yeah.
He does it so well live. I was blown away, absolutely blown away.
Well, he's actually got his Leadmill set. When he played the Leadmill, they recorded it, and he's put it on Spotify and iTunes and stuff.
You need to check it out. Honestly, it's absolutely
really
brilliant. And, you know, as a guy, he's brilliant, because I'd not met him before. And he came to the Crystal Stage again for the other acts the days after. I had a chat with him in Old House. He went to go and see Black Mamba Fever in Old House Sunday.
Yeah.
Really, really nice guy, and, you know, really supportive of everybody else. Just brilliant.
Yeah. And that's another standout thing, that all of the bands and, like, all the promoters and everything all joined together and went to see each other's bands. And,
yeah,
like, it was like walking down Division Street, you'd bump into a band every 10 yards that were going to see another band from Sheffield that they liked. Really good.
Well, we bumped in on the Friday evening, I think. We bumped into our Paul Sellers.
We did.
In the Frog and Parrot. He'd gone to see All Us on Drugs.
Yeah.
We've got a track coming up of theirs a bit later on in the show, but it was good to see him. An internet sensation.
Indeed.
Don't think he realised that. People going, "Oh, I've seen that video. I thought you were going to punch Luke." And he just went,
Yeah, see, yeah. You did scare him out of his senses that the week before.
Oh,
didn't you?
It was so funny. It's like my favourite thing in the world to do. There's not, and his jump as well. The arms went and everything. It was absolutely brilliant.
Do you know what you're like? You're just like Bear from Big Brother.
Oh.
The bully.
I'm not a bully. He's an awful person, isn't he? Awful person.
An absolutely awful person.
That was one of the stories I was going to...
I was leading in as a segue.
Oh, nice one. Thanks. Seamless. I was going to say, you know, it started again, and I've heard of a grand total of two. Two people that are in there this year. And one of them is Sam Fox.
I've heard of her, yeah.
Of Touch Me fame. And, of course, Christopher Biggins.
Yeah.
The legend, Christopher Biggins.
I've heard of a couple more, like Syrah, Katie Weissel's in it, isn't she?
Oh, sorry, I've heard of Katie Weissel, but she's not really a celebrity, is she? She did X Factor and didn't win.
Well,
does that make you a celebrity?
It's never celebrities, is it? It's false advertising every year.
But this year is a new low for me. We've got, I mean, you've got the usual loose woman, which is Syrah,
yeah.
I think she did The Apprentice about 10 years ago or something.
Yeah.
Again, not a celebrity. They're all reality people. There's somebody out of Towie, there's somebody out of...
is it Geordie Shore?
Yeah, that's the other one. Bear, I don't know where Bear's from. Is he from Made in Chelsea or something?
From the woods.
Yeah. Do Bears... No. and there's a couple of American reality stars. There's... who else is there?
There's Rennie from Mob Wives.
Yeah, that's a... So...
There's Grant Bovey, I knew of him, but he's not a celebrity.
I never heard of him. He was married to Anthea Turner.
Yeah, someone who's famous for cheating on somebody. Yes.
And you know, they said, oh, love rat, Grant Bovey. I'm like, who's that? And then, you know, he was fairly normal, so he's unentertaining to watch completely. Just a normal guy. Yeah. James Whale, who was apparently a controversial TV radio
quite legendary for me. I quite like him. I used to remember watching the James Whale radio show on television.
Ah. We tried that, didn't we?
We tried.
We had two episodes. And we caught some really good stuff, but just not live.
I've got a third episode somewhere. But,
oh, it took forever to render, didn't
it? I just couldn't render it. So, yeah, I need a new computer.
Rendered as useless. No, that's not a very good one.
Yeah.
The computer, I mean, not the thing.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, what do you think to the lineup? When they said Biggins were going, I think, right, brilliant, he's definitely going to win. He's won it already. And he was ejected on Friday.
Yeah, but again, this is a controversy, isn't it? Because he's been ejected for supposedly stuff we haven't seen.
Offensive comments.
Stuff that... But did you see Ricky Gervais tweet about this week?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Or on Friday, I think it was. Ricky Gervais tweeted... Why bother having a show where you put up a warning saying that people, they're going to use offensive language and then chuck them out for the offensive language? You're warning against it.
Well, the thing is...
Or just cut it out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They've had him in the diary room and said, you know, you've said offensive comments, could be perceived as offensive, we're going to remove you. But the thing is...
But the main offensive comment, apparently, he hasn't even... it hasn't even been aired.
Yeah.
So it's not causing widespread offence because...
No, they've not shown it.
Nobody knows what it is.
It's a funny one, but then you've got people like Bear starting fights. I think he smashed one of the windows.
Yeah.
But he's just got a warning, so it just seems a bit strange.
Well, it's bizarre because the other season somebody got thrown out for getting his manhood out and waving it in front of somebody's face. And then Marnie did that this year, egged on with a boob.
That was awful. That was really bad. She did that to Syrah.
Yeah, just complete bullying. Mm. It's basically like bullying central, that programme.
It's terrible.
It's horrible.
It is. I mean, there's always going to be a divide, but that was just, oh, I dare you to do this, and she did it. Basically got a breast out in Syrah's face. It was terrible. How she stayed in for that, I have no idea.
Now, I'm not complaining about girls getting the breasts out, because I like that kind of thing.
Did she get them out? Did she actually get them out?
Yeah.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
See, I've seen it that many times now. It's just... It's normal.
But it's turned... This series has turned into why I stopped watching Big Brother in the first place. And I started watching it again a couple of series ago because it actually seemed to have toned down a bit. But now it's just gone back the other way.
Mm.
And letting people get away with stuff and then throwing Biggins out for views that haven't even been aired is ridiculous.
It does seem very strange. And, you know, I think he was one of the favourites because he won I'm a Celebrity, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was a while ago now, but obviously a very popular figure. And I don't think he was expecting it.
Yeah. And I'm not condoning what he said, like the biphobia stuff is terrible as well. But
yeah, that's a bit bizarre, that, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a strange thing that he said. But, I mean, obviously, it would cause offence to some people.
Yeah. But what I would like to see, though, is them embrace somebody saying that to the point where you start the discussion and, you know, if somebody's having stupid like views, then put them into place and debate it so that everybody can see why they're being stupid.
But there's been other things that have been equally, well, maybe, yeah. I don't know if you would say they're equally, but other things that have been offensive that have said or done. That's the argument.
Yeah.
Not, you know, not saying he's right, but give him a warning. Don't chuck him out and then leave other people in for
apparently
smashing
he's
things.
Had three warnings that we haven't seen on air.
Yeah.
But then Bear's had about a million warnings and he's broken a door, he's smashed a mirror, he's been intimidating, he's encouraged bullying. Basically, it seems like on Big Brother, you're allowed to do offensive things, but you're not allowed to say offensive things.
Mm. Maybe. Let us know what you think anyway. We're on the Twitter, if you're watching it, that is. If you're not, then get in touch anyway. At The Squeak on Twitter, let us know what you're thinking. We're going to have a bit of Slow Readers Club first of all. No, we're not. I always do that. Do you know what? I've had 3 weeks off. Two weeks off, and now I don't know what I'm doing. Tried to be organised this week as well. It's Plant the Seed, it's a Slow Readers Club. It's just coming up to 2:15.
Classic tune.
Yeah, get in touch on Twitter. The Seed, Slow Readers Club on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Squeak with me, Luke Crofts, and James Hargreaves.
You've done it again.
Sorry.
I'll just carry on talking into the void.
Yeah, sorry.
We've had a tweet.
Oh, have we?
We have. The Mr. Carl Maloney.
Carlton Maloney.
Of rate good music. I can't say Carl Maloney's presence anymore, can I?
Do you know what I noticed, right?
Yeah.
Because Carl Maloney's presence is no more.
Yeah.
I thought you could just change your username in settings.
Yeah.
But Carl's deleted the old one and set up a new one.
Has he?
Mm.
What a plonker.
He could have just changed the username and put a new picture on, and then people are already following it.
Yeah. Carl, what are you doing? But he's actually said, yeah, the squeaker's back. Heavy D to win Celebrity Big Brother. Boom. Well,
I'm glad you said that, because who is Heavy D? Who is he?
I've only seen him on Storage Hunters UK, which is one of Carl's favourite programmes, if I remember right. I always used to like the American Storage Hunters.
You can't see it, but I'm shaking my head.
Team Brandori. He's an annoying person, isn't he? I think
the guy's an idiot.
I think Carl likes him because he relates to him. Do you remember during Slow Readers Club at Crystal?
I remember? I'll
Carl
never
was
forget.
Doing his rabbit dance in front of you.
Yeah, it was sort of like hands up like that. You can't see, but not for public viewing.
Basically, it was like a portly Donnie Darko rabbit.
I've never been as harassed. I've never been as harassed.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Harassed, whatever, in all my life.
Yeah.
I think Slow Readers Club put, because it was while Slow Readers were on, and they'd sent somebody out to take pictures, and they took a picture from the back, and all you can see is me trying to watch it, and Carl with his face, like, right in my face.
I've not seen that. I need to look at that.
It's somewhere on Facebook or social media. You can just pick us out, sort of just off centre.
Slow Readers Club, by the way, one of the guys from James was interviewed on BBC Radio this week and said that Slow Readers Club Cavalcade is the best album he's heard in the last 2 or 3 years.
It is a very good album.
It is?
It is a very good album. And
featuring,
you know,
Carl's favourite, I Saw a Ghost.
Yeah, big fan of that one, as am I. I think he also likes, is it Days Will Break Your Heart?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, they're all good songs. That was the only thing, because the band's only really had 40 to 50 minutes. They didn't do as big a set as...
Yeah. Well, it's half an hour.
Was it only half an hour?
As a festival usually is.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why I thought that. I just thought, you know, they haven't done that one that I liked in this one. But they've got so many good songs.
Yeah, they didn't do Don't Mind, did they? Which
no, I like that one.
You stamped your feet about.
I did. I remember when we went to see them in Leadmill, I was stood right next to the front.
Yeah.
And they came on, I went, oh, I don't mind these.
Oh, yeah. Bum.
And Aaron went, lead singer went, very good.
Yeah. In his mind, he was thinking...
Swear words.
Yeah.
Quite possibly.
Look at that swear word.
Yeah.
He's a right swear word, he is.
Yeah, we can't... offensive comments. You can't hear them, obviously. Anyway, the football season started.
Yay.
And I saw something in the news that I thought was awesome and gutting at the same time.
Yeah.
Because every Leicester City player that's won the Premier League has been given a new BMW i8 worth $100,000.
Yeah, indeed.
Saw a picture of it in the car park, and they got 19 all diagonally lined up outside the stadium.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That's cool, except that there was 23 players that played in the Premier League.
I was talking to my mate about this on Friday, Dave, and he said, hello, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Probably not listening. And he says, yeah, there were more than 19 players, so why haven't they all got one? Don't know why.
It's because some of them are leaving.
Yeah, I know, but it doesn't matter, does it? They've all contributed.
They've all contributed, but why reward them if they're not sticking around? Or you don't think they're good enough to play? And they get paid enough to buy their own blooming cars.
Well, that's the thing, yeah. Those that are leaving, because Mahrez has gone, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Or going, gone, probably gone now. He'll have probably got a pay rise anyway. Yeah. $100,000's nothing,
signing
is it?
On fee.
Yeah, all that. Probably got a new house and car in his package anyway, so...
That's it. And they're all going, like, abroad. You don't want to be taking your new BMW i8 or, like, shipping it in containers and stuff.
Oh, yeah, not thought of that. God, the logistics, it must be terrible.
Breaking news, Paul Pogba given permission to have a medical at Man United, according to Juventus.
Wow, now that is a crazy one. I wonder if he's a fan of Heavy D, because he had Pogboom shaved into the side of his head for the Euros, didn't he?
Indeed.
How annoying is Heavy D? I'm sorry.
He is very annoying.
All he does is says something in an unintelligible Cockney and then goes, "Boo!" And that's it. That's all that's about him.
And you know, I've actually seen videos of him.
Terrible.
He's a big Arsenal fan. I've seen videos of him at Arsenal. You know, like, not knowing he's being filmed. And he's like that all the time, apparently.
Oh, God. He must be the most annoying person in the world.
Yeah. It's just... Do you know when they were doing the dance like round James Whale during the pouring the coffee on the head incident?
Very good, yeah.
If I was James Whale, I would have punched one of them without fail. I would have turned round and hit one of them. I'd have been chucked out for it.
That's the thing, though.
They
because
were that annoying Bear, and intimidating.
Bear try and winds people up that much. But then if you chin somebody, then that's it. You've had it.
But it was funny the first few days where I was going, oh, it's only a laugh, you can't take a joke. But then as soon as it got turned round on him at any point, he couldn't take the joke.
I mean, obviously, we're not condoning violence, but if somebody's, you know, if somebody's in your personal space, in your face, then...
And he asked them 3 or 4 times not to.
He did. He's provoking. He's provoking. But I think they've had warnings for that that we haven't seen as well. So there's a lot that hasn't been aired. And I don't necessarily agree with that. I think since it moved to Channel 5... they've been a lot more selective about what they air and what they don't air.
Yeah, it's all the narrative that the producers want you to see, his face. There's a good Ben Elton book called Dead Famous, which is set in a Big Brother style house, and it's a good book in itself, a good story, but it also like satires the whole kind of production element of it.
Well, the problem is a lot of the viewers that watch it aren't, you know. We've done media stuff before, so we know that not, you know, you can edit something in a certain way.
Yeah, Joe Public don't know what's happening.
Exactly. So a lot of people aren't going to have a clue, and they're going to be thinking that's black and white, that's gospel.
Yeah.
And it isn't. And that's, you know, that's why you get people on Twitter slagging a lot of people off, and then it causes all sorts of problems.
But then it's like the whole like Biggins thing. That programme can literally break a career.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it, you know, there's worse things that have happened and people have come out looking a lot worse.
Yeah.
But from winning celebrity and being like this, you know, really, I mean, he's always had a good reputation anyway.
Yeah.
But you'll wonder.
I've always found him a bit annoying, to be fair. But
well, he is a bit annoying, isn't he?
Yeah.
But, you know.
He's a nice annoying.
Yeah, it's not like.
Not a heavy
duty. It's not like you think, annoying. Yeah, it's not like you can't
he's a Carl Maloney annoying.
What?
Carl Maloney is Sheffield's Biggins.
The large rabbit man.
Yeah. He has tweeted us to say that he completely forgot about the rabbit dance.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And he sent us a photo of him doing it. In his in his glasses. Let's retweet that.
Oh, that's lovely, that, yeah. That's lovely.
Yeah.
There it is, all for you to see. But just on Heavy D, because his real name's Colin Newell.
Yeah. Can see why he's changed it.
Yeah. I googled him, and he's got a profile on Casting Call.
Yes.
So if you're doing a short film in London and you want a big fat man, Heavy D, annoying, Heavy D's your man. But in one of the things, it says like terms and then yes, no, yes, no. And then it says he's an aspiring bodybuilder.
Aspiring. Yeah. let's just leave that hanging there for a second.
Good luck to you, Heavy D.
To be fair, if he put his mind to it, he would actually put on quite a bit of muscle. Could transfer a lot of that fat into muscle. A bit like I could. That's what I keep telling myself anyway.
Yeah, I know, but you don't claim to be an aspiring bodybuilder.
I am aspiring. I just don't know when I'm aspiring to be it.
Yeah, might do eventually. Okay. Well, we've got a bit of All Us on Drugs, and it's Sunset Yellow.
These were one of my highlights of Tramlines. I loved these down at Frog and Parrot on a Friday night. And it was quite a full one. That's where we saw Paul Sellers. Quite a full little event in there.
Lots of energy. Yeah. Lots of energy in there with this. And it's only a small place, and they had it rocking, it's fair to say.
Yeah. Love them. Give them a go.
Yellow.
Sheffield Live.
Ah, ooh.
Oh, that was lovely.
Standing in a meadow.
All Us on Drugs, Sunset Yellow.
Shall we have a discussion about telling you what songs that we were playing today?
No, let's not do that. Right.
You got a bit confused, didn't you, as I was telling you the songs?
Yeah, what I like to do is write them, because it's high tech in this studio.
Yeah.
So I write them down, and how long the intro is and all that, and the title and the band name.
Yeah.
So what was that? I can't remember what I was doing. I was writing... you said number... So we've got a bit of Ryan Young coming up next.
We have,
so
indeed.
I'd written track 3, Ryan Young... And then,
I said it was Ryan Young and Electric Sunrise.
But I didn't hear the and the. So I'm Ryan Young and the song is Electric Sunrise. And then he went, no, it was just a farce. So yeah, I've had to scribble everything out and then...
The song isn't Electric Sunrise. The song is Holding On To You.
Yeah.
And then you, for some reason, thought
the next band was Holding On To You.
Yeah.
Paul Sellers has never laughed so much. He loves it when we come in. I don't know what he did before.
Yeah. Probably didn't get scared after death by a big bully like bear.
Yeah, no, but we gave them the laughs, though, to compensate, so, you know.
Yeah.
Can't say fairer than that. Indeed. Anyway, welcome back to The Squeak. One that I'd seen in the news yesterday, Viola Beach, who did the Dukes of Hazzard-like thing and unfortunately died, they've claimed the first posthumous number one.
Yes.
With their latest album.
It's a good album as well.
Have you listened to it? I've not listened
really
to it.
Yeah, really good album.
That's pretty cool, though, isn't it? That's a good...
It's a nice little memory for the families and stuff.
Definitely.
And well, depending on who gets the money from it, it might be a little bit of money for the estates.
Yeah, should be. The only thing is, the album is that the record company usually takes a lot for producing it and marketing.
And there'll be
the
deal, the management and everything. But yeah, sad what happened with them, but... A decent story, in that it's come good, kind of, for the music, at least.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, nice little memory. I do think that they were on the road to being, like, the next Catfish in a Bottle, man. They were going to be the next big thing coming out anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know, Catfish in the Bottle, man, are doing really well at the moment, aren't they, as well? They've got some new tracks out on the radio, new singles, which are pretty cool. A bit, you know, obviously a shame, but, you know, it's good that the album's got to number one, so that's cool.
Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tweet us and let us know what's on your mind at The Squeak. We've had a tweet flood in.
Woo-hoo.
From Ray Ray Vag, saying, I'm too hot to make a roast dinner. However, if you still love me, bring me gin on your way home. That's obviously for you, James. That's your other half. That's nice, isn't it?
I do love her, but I'm not sure I've got the money for gin on me, to be honest.
Gin and juice. What does she have? Gin and orange?
No, she has gin and lemonade.
Okay, yeah.
But I was just thinking of the Snoop Dogg song, Gin and Juice.
I see, yeah, and that's on the Twitter page.
Laid back.
I'm more of a gin and tonic person. I find gin and lemonade a bit too sweet.
No, I just don't like gin.
All right, well, forget it. I as a leaving gift, my old boss took me out for lunch and said, oh, you know, I'll get you a bottle of booze. And I bought a bottle of Hendrix.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Although I was opening it last night, I didn't realise it's not a screw top. So I'm pulling it, it's a cork.
That's the cork ones, yeah.
Didn't know, yeah.
The big ones are, anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So she must have got you a big bottle of Hendrix. To share.
No.
I don't like it anyway, so.
Yeah, no, to share with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, gin, get your gin.
Gin and juice.
We've got a bit of... There seems to be a gin theme. Weren't Paul Fletcher after some gin? Oh, no, I created it, and it wasn't gin, it was gig.
Yes, you made up gin out of gig somehow.
Maybe because we'd run out of gin.
Maybe.
Don't know.
You were waiting to leave your job to get some more gin.
maybe, yeah. Anyway, moving on. I saw something in the news. You know when you're eating out and there's screaming kids doing your head in?
Yeah.
I mean, where do you stand with that? Do you think they should be told off by the proprietors, or...?
Kids are kids, aren't they? It's very difficult. It does annoy me from time to time, but, you know... I think...
What are you laughing at? Sorry. We've just had a tweet flooding from Tom McGrath, one of my old uni friends.
All right.
He says, tell James he's just going to have to gin and bear it.
Good one. I like that.
He likes Partridge as well.
Yeah. So, gin and bear? Is he talking about... Is that a call back to Bear from Big Brother?
Could be. Could be. On theme. I like it.
anyway, yeah, kids.
Kids, yeah. Love them.
I think that if it is kind of, you know, a kid that is... actually in distress or upset or whatever, fair enough. If it's a kid that's just screaming for the sake of screaming and the parents are ignoring it, then...
Well, let us know what you think on this, listeners, because a cafe owner has been criticised after she said she would deal directly with unruly children. So, if she, you know, she said, if parents aren't going to deal with the children, I will go and, you know, tell them off, sort of thing. She put something on Facebook... And I'll read the post. It said, can we make ourselves perfectly clear to all our parents who are too scared to discipline their children about tantrum screaming? We will give you 5 lenient minutes to ask the child to stop screaming, and then we will ask the child ourselves. If that means you two having a tantrum about having to speak to your child and hurling threats at not about not returning, that's really okay with us. We have a duty of care to the rest of our customers. Which, I mean, it comes... reading it like that, black and white, it does come across a bit sort of forceful. But,
I kind of agree with
it. If it's going to put other people off from coming.
Yeah. And it's a cafe. 5 minutes is good enough time. And if an adult was screaming in your place, then you'd go and have a word with them, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, of course you would. Of course you would.
Of course, what she could do is go across to her parent and say, would you mind, like, having a word with your child that's screaming for no goddamn reason? I'm playing this out in my head. I've got a scenario all playing out.
Clearly. Well, she put it on Facebook and it got criticism initially, but she's had a wave of support since, and I think she's been on whatever This Morning is now. It's not This Morning. Good Morning Britain.
All right, okay.
So, they, you know, must have been a slow news week for them.
I genuinely think that she's right to do that. It's her establishment and it could put other people on. We got a tweet from Carl that says, it astonishes me when parents let their kids go mental around other people. The arrogance of letting it happen winds me right up.
Yeah, it's difficult. Because, I mean, but then the thing is, you know, kids are going to get bored going to a restaurant or a cafe, aren't they? So don't, you know.
It's the parents' responsibility, isn't it?
They
should decide not to do that if they know that their kid's going to kick off.
Yeah. It's a difficult one.
Yeah, I think every parent's been in that scenario where they've been out somewhere and not expected the kid to kick off. Mm. But it's about having a conscience and dealing with it.
Yeah.
I've got a friend on Facebook the other day. This is just going back to getting kicked out of establishments. He's a big DJ in London, and he went to a new cocktail bar. It's apparently quite famous. I'd never heard of it, so I can't remember what it is.
Okay.
But he went in. The menus, right, they opened it up, and it was like... little empty boxes and then a description of, or the name of the cocktail, not even a description,
okay,
underneath. And it works like a sticker book. So,
oh, you've got to match them up?
So, well, no. What happens is you order the cocktail, they bring the cocktail to you with a sticker to put in their menu.
Oh. Do you get to keep the menu?
No.
Surely that encourages you to collect all the stickers and get drunk.
Well, no, it doesn't, because how do you know what that cocktail is?
That's a good point. There's no description.
There's no description, and there's no picture of it. So you don't have a clue what it is. So you have to order it to get the sticker to put into their menu, which then sits on their bench for the next people. So some of them had stickers in.
Right.
So basically, my mate, who's
a DJ... This sounds all very complicated. I just want a cocktail.
My mate, who's a DJ, found this, like, utterly bizarre and hilarious. So they were laughing and flicking through the sticker book menu with hardly any stickers in, and literally laughing at it. And the waitress came up and said, if you don't respect the way we do things, we're not going to serve you. You can leave. So he got kicked out for laughing at a menu.
That's stupid. But then again, London is stupid. London is stupid.
that's a big statement. The whole of London and everybody in it.
Maybe generalising slightly there. yeah, fair enough. I'll take that on the chin. But we, me and like eight of us went to Wembley when Wednesday played in the final. Player final, and we were getting the train back, and While we were waiting for the train, we went and had a bar in one of the bars in Piccadilly.
All right, yeah.
Wherever, can't remember. And we were playing Chase the Ace, and somebody won, so we went, yay, you know, a bit of banter. And we got told off for being too loud. We got told off for having a good time in a pub.
It's amazing, isn't it?
London is stupid.
It's amazing. That exact same thing happened to me at the Admiral Rodney at Loxley.
All right.
Nice little pub. Still go there occasionally. Good food and whatever. Went in there one evening with a bunch of mates and we were just having a laugh in the corner. Got told to pipe down because we were enjoying ourselves.
Ridiculous. It's not a place of enjoyment, a pub, clearly.
Yeah. Or maybe we just enjoy ourselves too loudly, Luke.
Maybe. What? Right. Time for another song, anyway. Ridiculous. So we've got Ryan Young and... Electric Sunshine.
Sunrise. Oh, nearly. So close. This one is from his new album, which is out next week. It's called Holding On To You.
I know I shouldn't have scribbled it out.
Ryan Young and the Electric Sunrise.
You know what that was, right? Because we played All Us on Drugs, Sunset Yellow. So I got my Sunset, Sunrise, Sunshine mixed up.
Any excuse.
Sun.
Any excuse.
Sunburn.
That's called Holding On To You. It's from the album, which is out this week, and it's a really good album.
That's the first time I've heard that, and that was awesome. I really like that.
Really good, isn't it?
Really good.
That's probably my favourite on my first couple of listens to the album. But it's an album that goes... I'm not a big country fan. It's a bit country in places, a very rock and roll in some other places, a very blues rock in other places. It's really good.
Yeah, awesome. Check them out. Check them out, definitely. Well, you know, if you're in a band or you know anybody that's in a band and they want to get the music out there, then please give us a shout. We're on Facebook, The Squeak, Twitter at The Squeak, THESQWEEK, and we'll play it for you. It's funny, I was speaking to Ben Rooker from Monarching.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we'd speculated about the origin of the band name Monarching.
Yes.
Very
indeed.
Boring conversation to have.
Yeah. My theory I can't really put on air.
Well, You know, I said, where does it come from? And I was saying this to Ben. I was saying, well, James was sort of like speculating that maybe mono meant one, and obviously one king. If you say it in sort of like a Spanish typey way, it can become a play on words.
Like,
and Ben thought that was hilarious.
Like Juan Sheet from that advert.
Juan, yeah. and then king. Yeah, and I was... had said that to Ben, and he thought it was hilarious. And then
Bear in mind that earlier we had a conversation about whether we could say anus on air.
Oh, yeah. apparently we can.
I just realised I said it. No,
yeah, yeah. It's like being in Big Brother, you forget where you are. Yeah. So, yeah, no, I'd said that to him. He found it hilariously funny, but then said, no, fortunately, that's not where he came from. Can't remember where he said it came from now. I think it was just they'd written a load of words down and...
Yeah,
because there's so many band names now, it's a bit of a pain.
Do you know the worst question you can ask a band, you know, if you're interviewing them?
That question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where did your name originate?
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible. It's a generic band question.
Yeah. And then, if you follow that up with, what kind of music do you play, I'm turning you off straight away. That is the...
It's funny you should say that, because when I first started interviewing, like, musicians, those were two... Right, get that down. Right, ask that one.
It's the laziest question.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, moved on since. Just ask them, sort of like, what's the favourite chocolate biscuit?
Yeah, that's
no one ever says Trio.
Well, people don't remember it that much.
No, that's why they stopped making it for about 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But it's back now. And on the shelves. And I think it was Claire Brady was listening the other week when we were talking about Trios, and she actually told me that it made her go out and buy some Trios.
Oh, well, there you go. Burton's, we want a cut. Yeah. Or just some free Trios.
Trio.
But Tom McGrath, who was listening there, he's one of my old mates. He was previously in a band called Shoot the Poets, and a few of the members have now started another band called Monica, and they've been recording. So hopefully, when that's finished and all mixed and whatever, they'll be sending it in to us to play.
Cool.
That'll be pretty cool.
Look forward to that.
Oh, we've had tweets flooding in from Rate Good Music. Bands, if you want any music played on the wireless...
Wireless, yeah.
Contact The Squeak. Thanks for that, Carl.
Showing his age with wireless.
I know, yeah. Well, saying that, he thought I was old just by listening to my voice.
Really?
He said,
I think you sound younger than you are. I think the content of what you're saying is about 60 years older than what you are.
Agree with that, yeah. Wholeheartedly. I got ID'd the last time I went into town.
Did you? In
three different places.
Do you know, I think that... I've heard this from a few people. I think there's been some kind of clampdown on underage drinking.
I thought it was just because I'd had a shave. Probably both. Both.
Indeed.
Yeah, quite right, too.
You obviously look young enough for them to ID you.
Yeah, well, I'll take that.
Mm. Well, I once knew somebody who tried to get into a bar and got ID'd. And they'd been in that bar a few weeks previous, got in. Then it was their actual 18th birthday, and they took the passport out with them. They went to the bar and said, like, got ID'd. Said, hey, look, I'm 18, it's my birthday today. And the guy on the door went, this is an over 21's bar, you're still not coming in.
I've had that before. And it was at Crystal, actually, and I thought, oh, you know what, forget it.
Yeah, your face doesn't fit around there.
Full of idiots anyway. You know what I mean? Whatever. Should we have one last track, then?
Did you just... Yeah, let's have another track. Let's move on.
We're doing a Danny Pietnik.
Yeah, another track. This is a bit of good old Sheffield Grime.
Oh, dear.
Sheffield Grime's coming quite big. And this song from Matic Mouth is one of my favourite songs of the year so far.
Ah, and it's called Stay Shining.
It is.
So we've had Sunset Yellow, Electric Sunrise, and Stay Shining.
There's a theme to all these.
No wonder I don't know what's going on. And the first one was Plant the Seed, which of course needs sunlight.
Indeed. See, there's a theme to everything.
It's taken me
purely 50, accidental, but
50 minutes.
Here we go.
From out the roof, I be a diamond. I stay shining. The girls see me climbing. That's why they stay whining. Bogles and butterflies in any spot that I'm in. Angry exes, back sending texts to girls that I'm with. Crispy white kicks for when I'm striding. My soul safe cause I can see the sun shining. No hires on any attire that I'm in. No hand-me-downs nowadays, now that's surprising. Like Jeff Goldblum, I'm on some flight-ish shit. Sparks like Howard Marks, I'm on some night-ish shit. And like the trousers on Kendrick, I'm on some tight-ish. Can't you see I'm truly unique? Ain't no one like this.
Hey, loyal to the soil. Hey, only for the royal. Only for the golden, the glowing and the woken. Unspoken, we the what you the don't want. We the what you the don't want. We the what you the don't want. We the what you the don't want.
So Ray Ray has said that that's the best track of the show.
Really?
Yeah, more grime always. And she's now dancing in the lounge. And that's before the gin.
Wowza.
I really like that. The video for that as well is awesome. It's all like Sheffield landmarks in kind of like dusky light.
Cool.
With Matic Mouth in front of it.
Awesome. I was going to tell you a story and I've completely forgotten.
Once upon a time.
What were we saying?
I don't know. All I can remember is you showing me a video of somebody breaking the leg, which, to be honest...
Oh, yeah, the Olympics
have started. It's actually made me feel a bit gippy.
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing... What was he doing? He was doing the thing where you run up and jump over this thing and his leg's gone underneath him and his sort of leg's hanging off.
Oh.
Can't show you on the radio anyway.
And then he holds it up in the air with, like, his... The first part of his
snaps
shin his, sticking
yeah,
up and then the rest
bone.
Hanging off.
It's, can you imagine snapping your shin? It's like one of the most solid bones in your body. Anyway, DJ Ski's up next with Platinum Plates. Just walked in. He's had a shave. I think I like the... Oh, was it? No. Well, it's not that I don't like it.
Do you like it? No.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just I'm used to seeing you with your beard.
I've had the beard for quite a few weeks now.
Well, we've not been in for about 3 weeks,
it's
have we?
It's been quite a while. It's been interesting.
Quiet.
Yeah. Luke got lost on his way back to Sheffield last week. That's
why
we didn't...
We were on the way back from Ipswich and it took us 6 hours. Sat-nav took us the wrong way.
Lost.
We didn't. We just went the long way around, really.
No, you got lost.
Yep. Luke got lost.
Yeah, good to be back. But no, we were in the church for the wedding, and certain people, naming no names, were playing Pokemon. Apparently it was a poker stop, so they were collecting Pokeballs in the church.
Well, you will notice me every so often getting my phone out of my pocket, because every 5 minutes I can latch onto the one at the university opposite.
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
I don't get it, that, at all. My son had all the cards. Apparently his mum threw all the cards away.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The three cards worth about maybe £2,000 each.
They were £2.50 a pack of 10.
Yeah. Ages ago. Because these are the games guys. He says, "Mum, serves my cards."
Oh, no.
Crazy.
But my mum threw out my Batmobile when I was little, and it still
cuts deep.
It does.
The Batmobile.
I used to love that Batmobile. And my big brother Neil threw my teddy bear against the wall, and its eye fell out.
But he didn't see that coming.
I've never forgiven him for it.
speaking of throwing things away, Japan have ceased production of VCR machines.
Yeah, I saw that this week.
Yeah,
I thought it stopped a while ago.
Yeah, no, I did. Yeah, when last time you bought a video? Never. The last video cassette recorder in Japan will be produced by the end of, well, the month, so not quite yet. But yeah, they've been producing VCRs for 33 years.
Yeah.
The end of an era.
It is, but we're on to even physical media's dying, isn't it?
DVDs now. Yeah. I can't tell you last time I bought a DVD or a CD.
The last one I got was on Sky's Buy and Keep, because it was cheap and it was Legend.
Mm. Oh, is that the one with Will Smith?
No, Tom Hardy.
Oh, you're thinking of I Am Legend. Legend is good, though. The craze.
Yeah.
Very good.
But apparently Sky are moving to Blu-ray for their Buy and Keep from next year as well.
What's Buy and Keep?
It's where, you know, like you can access a movie and on demand and pay for it.
Yeah.
You pay a little bit extra, and not only do you watch it on your box, but they send you the DVD in the post as well.
Oh, right. Okay.
That's interesting. And I'm getting Sky Q this week, as long as everything goes right.
What's that?
It's a new version of Sky, like the new technology. I could go into it, but it's...
Probably bore the pants off me, to be honest. I don't know why I asked. I ask and then just tune out, I'm sorry. But yeah, and speaking of...
Oh, can you hear that?
Yeah, there's some Birmingham people here.
I think the Villa fans have arrived in Sheffield, everyone.
Yeah,
we can hear them chanting outside.
We've left the window open, even though we've got the air conditioning on. but yeah, the Villa fans are having a pint down.
Actually,
at the Howard.
The aircon's not on. I just got tangled up in my headphones.
It was on when we got here.
I thought it was.
They've left the remote though, Rob. So you might have to put the DJ Ski. Sorry, you might have to put the air conditioning on. If you stand with the window open, it's going to be really loud.
It is hotter than the sun today, isn't it?
It's very warm, and we've both worn winter clothes pretty much.
Yeah.
Jeans and...
It's hotter than when you warm up an apple pie in the microwave, and the middle of it gets really hot. It's hotter than that.
What's he on about?
I have no idea. Sure.
It's not scripted, you know. It's not scripted.
No,
completely unscripted.
Or when you have cheese on toast or a pizza, frozen pizza that you put, and then there's cheese drips onto your chin.
I may have said this before, there's nothing hotter than hot cheese. Nothing hotter than hot cheese. It's like lava, like molten lava. I once ordered a burger from a well-known pub chain. I don't know why we've gone off the brand names, because we've said everything.
I'm going to say.
But what they do is, to keep the burger together, they put one of them long wooden spikes.
Oh, yeah, close to.
So I've took it out, bitten into the burger, and the cheese has come up through the hole and burnt the roof of my mouth. You can't believe it.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Anyway, we're going to have to go soon, but catch us on the podcast if you've missed us. Don't forget to send any music in from bands or groups that you know that want some airtime. And we'll just leave you with one last story. Michael Caine has had to change his name legally from Maurice Micklethwaite to Michael Caine, so he can get through airport security without getting stopped.
Yeah,
because people look at his passport and it's Michael Caine. No, it's not. It's an imposter. That's not Michael Caine. It says Maurice Micklethwaite. He's had to change his name.
Which doesn't help Michael Caine lookalikes, does it?
Well, no, but you shouldn't pretend to be somebody else.
We bumped into the Harry Hill lookalike in Ellsbury Park the other week.
We did, we did. I thought, who is this? And then I thought, oh, it's the guy you've told me about. He's uncanny. He does look like Harry Hill.
He does look like him. Yeah.
Which is good.
I wonder if he has problems at airports.
Maybe. Will do if he wears the big collar. Just look silly.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for us to go. Stay tuned for DJ Ski.